was your date last night?
Pretty good.
Oh, good. Ah! Wake up, sorry.
Okay, really good. Anyway, I gotta go. I'm late for work.
What? You're gonna leave this person with me?
Hey, don't worry. She's a terrific girl. And hey, listen. You do me a favor. When she comes out, could you just mention that I'm not looking for a serious relationship? That'd be great.
Are you kidding?
Just casually slip it in, you know? Lay the groundwork. Tell her I'm a loner. No, an outlaw. She doesn't want to get mixed up with the likes of me.
You know what? That's a lot to remember. Can't I just tell her that you're a pig?
Hey, I'm going to call her later myself. Honest. Well, come on. Chandler used to do it. He'd even make the girl pancakes. Plus, he'd make extras and leave them for me.
Well, forget it. I'm not telling that girl anything. That is not my responsibility.
Fine. Now, where'd we land on those pancakes?
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry about that, but I didn't get that lock to work on the door.
Yeah, Joey kind of disabled it when I moved in.
You must be Rachel. I'm Erin.
Hi.
Hi. I don't mean this to sound like high school, but did he say anything about me?
Would you like some pancakes?
No one told you that was gonna be this way.
Why are we here?
Okay, take a guess.
The hot chicks?
Okay, I was typing names into the library computer earlier, you know, for fun. And I typed mine in, and guess what came up? My doctoral dissertation. It's here. Yeah, right, it's right down here in the biggest library in the university.
Wow, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, there's also a book here by a woman named Wendy Vagina. What is that?
Sounds like two people are really enjoying the Dewey Decimal System.
I'm so sorry.
You didn't bring me here to do that, did you?
She sent the chicken back again?
She said it's too dry now, and she wants to come back here and explain to you exactly how she wants it.
Hmm. Well, fine. I'd like to meet this chicken expert. Send the colonel in. Oh, my God! Lucky bastard. Janice,
how are you, Miss Hotshot Chef at the big fancy restaurant with the best chicken ever?
I'm fine.
Oh, what is that on your finger? I'm blind.
Somebody been doing a little cooking outside the restaurant.
So, who's the lucky guy?
Funny story.
Hey,
what's up?
Hey. Hey, who's your friend? Hey!
Hey, Joey?
Erin. You're still here.
Yeah, we ended up spending the day together and had such a great time.
Why wouldn't you? Erin is great. Then there's you guys.
Oh, I better get going. Oh, today was great, thanks.
No.
Okay. And Joey? Last night was fun.
Yeah. I'll call you.
Oh, and I'll call you too.
Or I'll call you.
And call me.
Hey, look at that. We're all going to call each other. Okay, good to see you again.
Bye.
So, system kind of broke down, huh?
Oh, Joey, I'm sorry. I just couldn't tell her all those things you wanted me to tell her. And, you know, we got to talking, and we want you to marry her.
What?
She is so amazing. You have no idea.
No idea? Who do you think brought her here?
Cupid. Joey, she's so cool. She speaks four languages.
Man, do you know what guys want?
No, Joey, come on. She's so perfect for you. I mean, she's sweet. She likes baseball. And she had two beers at lunch.
My beers? Look, you guys, she's a very nice girl, okay? We had a good time. But I don't see it going anywhere.
Yeah, but you always say that. Yeah, maybe if you gave this girl a chance, it would go somewhere.
Look, I'm sorry, you guys. I just don't think so.
Whatever. Fine.
Hey, don't start judging me. Huh? You're the one who's in love with her assistant. Huh? And you're the one who's having the affair with the guy who keeps the pigeons on the roof.
Easy. Secret affair.
What did I say?
Hey, cutie.
So, I ran into someone you know today at work.
Oh, yeah? Who was it? Oh, my God. I am so sorry, sweetie. Are you okay? You didn't tell her we're getting married, did you?
Well, she saw the ring.
Did she freak out?
Well, she was shocked when I told her, but then again, so were most people.
Right.
Well, she actually has a boyfriend, you know, herself. His name's Clark. She also kind of invited herself to our wedding. Clark, too.
You said no, right?
Huh?
You said no, right?
Well, she cornered me. She asked me if the wedding was in town. I mean, what was I supposed to do?
Lie! How hard is that? Your check's in the mail. Oh, your baby is so cute. I can't wait to read your book, Ross.
Come on, so she comes to the wedding. Then it won't be so bad.
What, do you think she's just going to sit there quietly? You don't think she's going to want to make a toast? You don't think she's going to want to grab the microphone and sing Part-Time Lover?
She's not going to like the chicken that night either, is she?
You know what? It's going to be okay. You know what? She's probably not going to even want to come.
Really?
No, that was a lie. See how easy that was?
So you would have just lied?
Yes.
Would it have really been that easy?
Yes.
Good. So do it Saturday night because we're going to dinner with her and Clark.
Hi.
What's wrong?
People are doing it in front of my book.
I'm sorry?
My doctoral dissertation is in the library at school. I went to see it, and there were students making babies right in the middle of the paleontology section.
Oh, my God. Did you get to see anything good?
That is not the point.
I know. That's not the point. I'm trying to make it the point.
Let me ask you something. At your school, was there like a place on campus where students went to fool around?
Yeah, there was. They were in the corner of the library where all these dusty books were that nobody ever read. Yes, there was.
Great. Because people kept showing up. I think it's like a thing.
Now, hold on a second. Fifth floor against that back wall.
Well, for crying out loud!
All right, so we should go catch our movie.
Well, now, what's the rush?
I'd like to see the previews. The candy.
Oh, hey! Well, look who's here.
Hey, Joey.
Erin.
Hey, Rachel.
Hi. Well, we were just about to take off and see a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Oh, Phoebe. We forgot that party we have to go to.
Oh, no.
What party?
A birthday party.
Oh, whose birthday party?
Allison's birthday party.
Oh. And how old is Allison?
32. I feel so terrible just ditching you like this.
No, that's okay.
Wait a minute. Why didn't you guys do something?
Look how that worked out. If you want, you want to catch a movie?
Yeah, sure, that'd be fun.
All right, so I guess I'll talk to you guys after Allison's party.
Oh, well, yeah, that actually might go late.
Yeah, I'll wait up.
Excuse me. Hi, I'm a professor here. Do you know the paleontology section, fifth floor, stack 437?
Well, yes. Just give me 5 minutes. I just have to find someone to cover my shift.
No. Can I speak to someone in charge, please?
How can I help you?
Hi, I was wondering, is it possible to increase security in the paleontology section? See, I wrote a book that's up there, and instead of reading it, people are rolling around in front of it.
We are aware of the problem you're referring to. But as far as increasing security, I'm afraid the library is very understaffed. I can't help you.
Well, fine. Fine. If I'm the only person with any appreciation of the sanctity of the written word, then I'll go up there and defend it myself. And don't you follow me.
Hey.
How did it go with Aaron?
Oh, unbelievable. We had the best time.
Yay! Oh, so you're not mad at us anymore.
No. You guys are totally right. This was so much better than the first time we went out. You know, that was so awkward. We were both really nervous.
Didn't you sleep together?
Yeah, that really calms me down. And we have so much in common. She loves sandwiches, sports, although she is a Met fan. Not much of an issue now, but if we were ever to have kids...
Oh, my God! Listen to you talking about having kids!
What?
Oh, my Joey! Oh, please don't get married before I do.
Oh, I just cannot believe that Claude stood me up.
He may still show up.
Oh, what are you, stupid? It's been 3 hours.
Is that all?
I just feel like such a fool. You know, I thought this guy was my soulmate.
But I was your soulmate. What am I doing?
Oh, you know, let's forget about Clark. Let's just go on to happier things, okay? Why don't you tell me about your lovely wedding?
Well, actually, there was something that we wanted to tell you about the wedding. It's going to be a small ceremony. Tiny. We're not even sure why we're having it.
It's actually going to be just family.
Oh. Wait. You two think of me as family? Oh, I have to ask you something now and be honest. Do you want me to sing Careless Whisper or Lady in Red?
How can you say that? The Mets have no closer.
What about Benitez?
What about game one of the series?
What about Shut Up?
You shut up. I love arguing with them.
Okay. So, how's the second greatest love affair of the century? Well, the second, who's the first? Me and this muffin. My God, it's delicious. So how's it going with Joey? Okay. Okay. Wait. Okay, tell me that you like him, please. I mean, tell me that you like him.
Look, he's a really great guy, and I know that you really want this to work out, but I just don't see this having a future.
But you said that you liked him. I mean, what happened? Did you just change your mind?
Kinda.
Then change it back!
I'm sorry. It's just, there's no real spark.
No spark? Didn't you sleep together?
Yeah.
Oh, tramp. Does Joey have any idea?
I really don't think he does. And you know what? Maybe you guys could help clue him in. You know, tell him I'm not interested in a serious relationship or something.
Yeah, you mean like that you're kind of a loner?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, and maybe that you're a real stronzo.
I'm sorry?
Well, I guess Italian isn't one of the four languages you speak.
Hey, want to go?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, see you guys later.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Yes.
Wow. Well, I guess it wasn't Cupid that brought her here.
No, just regular old flying dwarf.
Yes, yes. How can I help you?
We were just looking around.
Oh, you're fellow scholars. What exactly were you looking for, Perhaps Dr. Chester Stock's musings on the Smilodon californicus? Get out of here! I'm meeting someone? Or are you just here to brush up on Merriam's views on evolution?
Actually, I find Merriam's views far too progressionist.
I find Merriam's views far too progressionist.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
I'm a professor here. Ross Geller.
Ross Geller? Why do I know that name? It's a... Wait. Did you write this?
Yes. You're the person who checked out my book?
You know, you look nothing like I would have thought. You're so young.
Well, I skipped fourth grade. I am very, very sorry.
Hey.
Hey. Hi. So how was your date?
Oh, it was great. I mean, we walked all around the village. We went to this ice cream place, split a milkshake. 70-30, but still. And guess what? I'm thinking of taking her upstate to one of those bed and breakfasts.
Oh, really? She said she wants to go away with you?
No. It's a surprise. It's going to be tricky, though, because she said she's going to be pretty busy at work for a while.
Oh, you said that?
Yep.
Joey, but don't you think maybe it's kind of quick for you to, you know, be going away together on a trip?
Not for me. No, I want to spend as much time with her as I can.
Hey, Joey, we need to talk, okay? I kind of got the feeling from her today that, she's not looking for a serious relationship.
Where are you getting this?
Well, she told me. She said she's kind of a loner.
Oh.
Joey.
No, hey, Rach, it's cool, you know. I'm a loner too, right?
Hey, Joey. You know what? You are way too good for her. Yeah, and honey, I promise next time I will just say goodbye and tell him you are not looking for a relationship.
No. No. Don't do that. Just next time make sure she really likes me.
Well, that too. Joey?
Yeah.
Do you want some pancakes?
Finally.
What are we going to do?
I say we go with Careless Whisper.
Chandler?
Did she see us yet? Did she see us?
Chandler, what are you doing here?
Well, I thought I was going to go back to my apartment, but then I just felt like I really couldn't be alone tonight. Maybe stay here with you. Do they really feel like I need to be with family?
Our kids are going to call her Aunt Janice, aren't they?
Please, because otherwise they really don't know what I might do.
Aren't you just a teensy bit curious?
Do you have any tissues?
Yeah, in the bathroom. Okay. Just let her stay.
No. If we let her stay, she will stay forever.
Kind of like your Barker lender.
Is that what you're thinking about right now?
I never stop thinking about it.
What are we going to do?
Nothing. We just have to let her stay.
No, we can't. We can't. We gotta fight. We gotta go out to a terminal to fight.
Chandler, she has beaten me. I'm tired, Chandler. So very tired.
Hey, you guys. Do either one of you want to get in there before I take my bath?
Janice, I'm sorry, but you can't stay here tonight.
Why not?
Honestly, our apartment is a hotbed for electromagnetic activity. Now, Monica and I have been immunized, but sadly, you have not.
Okay, I'm going to need a comforter. But do you have a hypoallergenic one? Because otherwise I get very nasal. Do you have a cat? Because it's already happening. Do you hear that? It's a cat.
Oh my God, you have to go.
Why?
Because Chandler still has feelings for you.
He does?
Say again?
That's right. And that is why you can't stay here tonight. And probably why you shouldn't come to the wedding.
Feeling such strong feelings.
I mean, I realize that his feelings may never completely go away, but you can.
Oh, my God. I understand. I'm so sorry. I'll go. Goodbye, Monica. I wish you a lifetime of happiness with him. Chandler, you call me when this goes in the pooper.
Don't sweat it. I got this section covered. Yeah, in fact, I got this little baby to shine in people's eyes. Okay, see you later.
I just wanted to show Monica your book.